become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this 27th day of April 2005. During this short break, I was thinking, you know, down here in Texas, they're organizing for fighting the toll roads. We have people that are busy trying to start up a third party to plug themselves into this matrix. I doubt very much that they understand what government was and should be again in this great country of ours. And I have no doubt that if we organize, and you can call it political organization if you want to, but ambassadors, if you will, to our own state's government to educate our state legislature, to go after our governor, and to present once and for all fact of what form of government we're supposed to be under, who's got the real control, and to have enough people to start just clean house, get rid of these state governors, and put people in position in our states that understand the true form of our government, and to keep hammering it until we get it back to restore this great country. That's what needs to be done. I see a lot of these guys, a lot of prima donnas that have been jumping on board with the Libertarian Party, with the Constitution Party, with this party, that party, to watch them be ignored by the national medias, to watch them get gobbled up. Well, even in their own matrix, when they find somebody they don't like Howard Dean, for instance. Remember this one, folks? That angry photograph of Mr. Dean losing his stuff. And that was enough for the news media to bury him because, he was ahead of the polls with John Kerry. So to plug yourself into this matrix is, shall I say, political suicide. What people have to understand, they have to start organizing and to go after our own state governments and to get these vipers out that are bending, genuflecting to the great power of Oz in Washington, D.C. This is the key. I do believe that this is a proper approach. This could be done nonviolently, and we can start getting our country back. Folks, we could get rid of national income tax. We could get rid of the Federal Reserve. We could roll back this interstate commerce clause, which once they started that back in the 50s, their corporate law became law of the land. Control, 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 control. And basically what they've done, they've taxed us out of existence. They've shipped the base of our existence offshore. They've allowed multitudes, and I mean absolute multitudes, of illegals running around this country, destroying our country as far as jobs go. Why would you want to hire somebody and pay them a living wage and go out there and get cheap labor? I said this yesterday on the program, that we're competing with China and their slave labor. Well, we're not going to be competitive with China until we destroy the real job base in this country, and we have a bunch of little slaves running around here working for next to nothing. Folks, you've heard the talking heads. Every April 15th, they'll remind you, if you don't file your federal income taxes, guess what happens? We confiscate. We do this. We do that. There is all kinds of horrors that you will face if you don't genuflect to the great Wizard of Oz in Washington, D.C. Folks, the key to this, forget your political parties. We can restore the two-party system in this country on its constitutional basis and get our lives back. You people out there playing politics, you better get your head out of the sand. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartabite, a garlic and cayenne mixture with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've taken stuff. I got a whole window built here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you sit with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cardivite.us for more information.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. My guest today, Joel Rory, RepublicVersDemocracy.com. And I want to go through this so everybody has a clear understanding. Joel, give me a few minutes here because people need to hear this and understand this. Now, many of you have seen a reprint of the document. If you haven't, it's worth reading. If you have, it's worth reading again. If you've not, it's worth reading, studying, and reciting to your friends, family, and neighbors. It is copied from the training manual number 2000-25 that was published by the then War Department, Washington, D.C., November 30th, 1928. The official definition of democracy. This is what was in the manual. Now, here are four sections, and these are the reproductions taken from the 156-page book officially compiled and issued by the U.S. War Department. November 30th, 1928, setting forth exact and truthful definitions of a democracy and of a republic. Now, explaining the difference between the both, these definitions were published by the authority of the United States government and must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. Now, these precise and scholarly definitions of democracy and a republic were carefully considered as a proper guide for U.S. soldiers and citizens by the Chief of Staff of the United States Army. Now, such definition stake precedence over any definition that may be found in the present commercial dictionaries, which have suffered periodical, shall we say, modification to please the powers in office. Shortly after the bank holiday in the 30s, hush-hush orders from the White House suddenly demanded that all copies of this book be withdrawn from the government printing office and all Army posts to be suppressed and destroyed without explanation. This is the beginning of the complete control of government from within not from without. Now, this is what it says. This manual supersedes Manual of Citizenship Training. The use of this publication, the Constitution of the United States by Harry Atwood, is by permission and courtesy of the author. Citizenship, democracy, a government of the masses, authority derived through mass meeting or any other form of direct expression, results in a mobocracy. The attitude toward property is communistic, negating property rights. Attitude toward law is that the will of the majority shall regulate, whether it's based upon deliberation or governed by passion, prejudice, and impulse without restraint or regard to consequences, results in demagogism, license, agitation, discontent, and anarchy. Now, here's the Republic. Authority is derived through the election by the people of public officials best fitted to represent them. And remember, we're talking Constitution here. Attitude towards law is the administration of justice in accord with fixed principles and established evidence with a strict regard to consequences. A greater number of citizens and the extent of territory may be brought in within its compass avoids the dangerous extreme of either tyranny or mobocracy, results in statesmanship, liberty, reason, justice, contentment, and true progress. It is the standard form of government throughout the world. A republic is a form of government under a constitution which provides for the election of an executive, one, two, a legislative body, who working together in a representative capacity have the power of appointment, power of legislation, power to raise revenue and appropriate expenditures, and are required to create, three, a judiciary to pass upon the justice and legality of the government acts, and to recognize, four, certain inherent individual or unalienable rights. Now, take away any one or more of those four elements, and you're drifting into autocracy. Add one or more of those to the four elements, and you're drifting into democracy. Now, this is what Atwood said, and this is in the publication. Superior to all others, autocracy declares the divine rights of kings. Its authority cannot be questioned. Its power are arbitrary or unjustly administered. Democracy is the direct rule of the people and has been repeatedly tried without success. Our constitutional fathers, familiar with the strengths and weaknesses of both autocracy and democracies, with fixed principles definitely in mind, defined a representative republican form of government. They made a very marked distinction between a republic and a democracy and said repeatedly and emphatically that they had founded a republic. And this is what it says in the publication. By order of the Secretary of War, C.P. Summerall, Major General, Chief of Staff, Official Lutz Wall, Major General, the Adjutant General. And here's a footnote. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largess out of the public treasury, much as we have today, ladies and gentlemen. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policies, always to be followed by a dictatorship. Now, this was written by Professor Alexander Fraser Tyler nearly two centuries ago, while our 13 original states were still colonies of Great Britain. At the time, he was writing of the decline and fall of the Athenian Republic over 2,000 years before. And this is what Westbrook Pegler, the New York Journal American, January 25th and 26th of 1951, under the titles of Upholds Republic of U.S. Against Phony Democracy, Democracy is a U.S. Branded Meaningless. This is what he said. Did I say republic? By God, yes, I said republic. Long live the glorious Republic of the United States of America. Damn democracy. It is a fraudulent term used, often by ignorant persons, but no less often by intellectual fakers, to describe an infamous mixture of socialism, and I've never heard this word before, congenation, graft, confiscation of property, and denial of personal rights to individuals whose virtuous principles make them offensive. And Thomas Jefferson said this in 1816. He said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. Pretty much says it, doesn't it? You still there, Joel, or did I put you to sleep?
I'm
caught up and listened to all that. I've heard of that. I've never actually got to hear it all. I've heard pieces of it here and there.
That's on the MichiganMilitia.org website. You may want to go up there, copy that, and put it on your website.
It's very important that the way I've looked at democracy is not the only time a person or a body of people could make use of democracy is two reasons, and reasons only. Is one, the body is so small that they can actually meet and come together with what they really want to do. And two, the subject matter is really irrelevant. Like the classroom votes whether they want to go to the circus or to the zoo for their field trip next week. But see, this is just a simple democracy that can be lived with. Because the subject is really irrelevant. And it's nobody can really feel the pain of the loss. But when you go talking about a person's rights, no billion people can vote my right away. If I'm the only person standing there that wants my right, and the other million says, we don't want that right to be exercised here anymore, they don't have the power. And even if the Constitution ever passed or never passed, they still don't have the power to take my right away. My right was given to me by God in the Garden of Eden.
Well, they'll bury you with your rights, though, Joe. I mean, they'll do it to the point of the gun if necessary.
I'm sure they'll even imprison me sometimes. I've done that a few times. I've been taking my liberty away from me exercising rights. The problem is if we're going to trouble ourselves with a democratic form of government, I would much rather these so-called official people just come right out and tell you they've overthrown you. Your republic has been overthrown. We've seceded that. You're gold. We're now in charge. I would much rather them do that than for them to still bring up Jefferson, bring up Washington, bring up Adams, bring up Madison, bring up these people as if they're part, they're family, we're all the same. They lie to us. They make us like we're friends with Jefferson, yet Jefferson was not friends with democracy. This is the type of duplicity that our present government plays on us. They held us with words like democracy. They pounded in our heads these so-called constitutional rights. But I don't even know of any constitutional rights. I don't want any constitutional rights. Please don't hand me constitutional rights. My rights was way before the Magna Carta, way before the Constitution. These are contracts where somebody finally agreed, look, we still got to get people to admit these are rights. But the Constitution has never attempted to give you rights until you get to that 14th Amendment. And all of a sudden, it's a right giver. Well, the question is this. If you're having to be given rights, you must not have any. And if they're giving you rights, then they can take them away. Now, the question is definitely, are you pre-14th Amendment? Are you post-14th Amendment? And is your rights defined and understood through the 14th Amendment? Now, there was a great... From what I understand, I've talked to a handful of the people that was involved in that Second Amendment suit that went, I think it came out of California, and it had reached for the Supreme Court to either hear it or turn it down. And when I asked them, I said, did you use the 14th Amendment as part of your argument? And they said yes. I told them this. I said, the Supreme Court would turn you down. You're not going to be heard. You can never use the 14th Amendment in defense of rights. It's a privilege-based clause.
Granted by government.
Granted. You're right. Yeah. Granted, and it can be taken away.
800-313-9443. Folks, I know you have some questions. dial up your phone right now for questions from Joel Rory. We'll be right back.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today, 1-877-605-9200, and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
I'm watching Shoutcast here. I know you're online out there. I know you can hear us on radio. You have no questions of Mr. Rory? 800-313-9443. Here they come. They're starting to roll in. Now, I wanted to talk a few minutes here. Now, what you've done, and this is some powerful stuff. What you've done is you've taken very rare books and you've put them on CDs. And what you've done is scanned everything from these books, including pictures, right onto these CDs. And these are books that are no longer obtainable. One, for instance, The 14th Amendment and the States by Collins. And
my favorite book, by the way. Why that book is obscured, I don't know. I accidentally ran into it myself, and I've looked for it for over 5 years. I've not seen it pop back up again, wherever it is at. a very obscured book, but it's a very important book.
Well, what you wrote about this is the book is written by Charles Wallace Collins, and he goes into the problems of the 14th Amendment and how it's caused confusion.
Right.
And you say if he had lived to see where it is today, it would have been seen.
Well, he pointed out one of the really interesting things that he pointed out was that the 14th Amendment had confused things so bad that in any case whatsoever, that the both parties to any lawsuit has been able to come up with as much as 15 to 30 Supreme Court rulings each to back up their own position. Because the Supreme Court has been so wishy-washy, backwards and forwards, unable to stabilize what in the world that amendment means.
And
very interesting what he pointed out. It's a great book. And that one time that I found it available, it was a $90 book. I've never seen it again. So have fun looking for the hard copies, and I'd rather people see them. My position with these CDs was to help people get a hold of things that they more likely will not be able to get a hold of otherwise.
Well, and old books. Collectors. You have collectors out there. They'll just buy up books, not knowing what they really are, except that they're a rare type book and it's old and people like to collect stuff, but they're collecting stuff that have no idea what they really have. I mean, and on the subject of the Supreme Court. You know, I'm sure that you and a couple other people could probably present a case to the United States Supreme Court if they would hear the case that would once and for all prove what the Supreme Court was part of, what the federal government has done. There could be a case laid out that was so ironclad that if the United States Supreme Court were to hear it, they would have to rule in favor of the petition. But here's the problem. The United States Supreme Court picks and chooses what cases it hears. So we're going back into the matrix, loaded up with our information.
There's two things that's going to happen. If you hit the 14th Amendment as your issue, you're going to either get dismissed or you're going to be heard. And I got news for you. They're not going to hear you.
Let's go to the phones. John in Ohio. Hello, John.
Hello. I've just tuned in recently. I haven't heard the whole program, but... This is sort of a pet peeve I have with some honest conservatives about the distinction. I think this unnecessary huge roadblock between democracy and a republic. I consider myself on the left. I read some socialist outlets like WSWS.org, and I believe that there's no real mutually exclusive distinction between human rights and a true democracy. We don't have a real democracy here. I believe that...
Let me stop you here for a second, John. Why would you want a democracy? I just read you the difference between a republic and a democracy, so why would you keep wanting a truer democracy?
Well, I think, this idea of a republic is really a way that the monopoly interest, the monopoly corporate interest, somehow maintain their power. It's much easier to bribe these corrupt politicians, the corporate media, the Enrons, the transnational corporations that control our so-called representatives. Is really, I think, a wall between the power of the people, the human rights, whatever you want to call it, and us. In many cases, they've been able to brainwash and transmit their policies, but usually you find that... the people are just a little bit ahead of the corporate media in opposing wars, these dirty, unprovoked wars against Iraq, the Project for a New American Century. They usually come out ahead of those interests, the Democrats and the Republicans.
But
so I say to give power to them,
but,
ultimately, in an informed way, is better than these bought-off representatives.
But aren't we putting the cart before the horse? Because if we had, and I'll take, for instance, the Iraq War, John. The Iraq War, Congress, and only Congress, has the right to wage war, okay, or to recommend to the president that it wage war. But it's got to be a deliberate process. All the reasons are brought forth, all the opposition to it. What the Congress did during George Bush's tenure, they abrogated their responsibility under the United States Constitution to do exactly that. They ceded it. They made recommendations. They did appropriations for it. but they abrogated the responsibility of them declaring war to the president to declare war on a sovereign nation. And we all know what George Bush did. Him and his cronies, his PNAC buddies, absolutely lied through their teeth.
Absolutely.
Now, John, you've called into this program several times over the last couple of years, and I still have a problem here. You know, we're not talking about corporations. I understand the problem as it is right now. I understand that the corporate and corporate interests and the United States corporate interests, the government, they're doing whatever they want to do. But what we're saying here, that if they were following the Constitution wasn't written for you and me. It was written for our politicos to use as a guideline. John, hang on here. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org and keep America free.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John, I was thinking during the break, you got to get past this point. I understand that the socialists here, with their gripes about the corporations, I would agree with you. Time was in this country that we had checks and balances on business getting too big. It's often been stated the business of government is business. Well, no, it's not supposed to be. We have the right to contract. We have the right to maintain control of our own lives. And people will not get over the point that, look, we can rail against this machine that's out of control, but there's a reason why it's gotten out of control. And instead of going back to what used to work and then redo that, reinstall that, reinforce it that it can't be messed with again, we're going to keep complaining and people are going to come up with different ideas to try to fix the problem, but we're describing where the problem started. Now, you're not opposed to your own Ohio State Constitution. Well, maybe you are. Are you, John?
What I'm opposed to is what I think takes away the power of the people to have control over their lives, to have human rights, and I agree
okay.
that these are integral. They're not given by a government. And I think the simple solution to this is to simply preserve the Bill of Rights and eliminate this corporate control over all of our politicians, over all of our media, over everything. That, I believe, is the inherent bar to our real human rights in this country.
Okay.
Let me address this a second.
Please do.
Interesting that you just brought up Collins's book. The 14th Amendment, John, is your problem. I'm going to tell you that. In Collins's book, he shows that before the 14th Amendment, these corporations had no other way to reach the Supreme Court except through the Commerce Clause. But when the 14th Amendment came, and the Supreme Court turned around and claimed that the term person did mean incorporations and did apply to them, they got raided. The floodgates poured in, and over 60,000. Now, this was from another book about the figures here, but Collins had brought out that once the corporations learned that they could enter their disputes to the Supreme Court through the 14th Amendment, that's exactly what they did. They tied up your state and every state that existed, and it was called the Twilight Zone. Yes, what had happened was it had put the corporations in power to operate without any government control for 3 to 4 years. The reason why? The 14th Amendment. They sued the state, demanding that the state was doing them wrong, overtaxing them or whatever they claimed that the state was overregulating. The state, once the federal lawsuit was filed through the 14th Amendment, the only way to get to them, or the new way to get to them, the 14th Amendment became the protection and the injunction between the state and that corporation. When they refused to pay taxes, refused to do nothing but get richer and richer and richer during that 3 and 4 years with no regulations, the state petitioned the federal government claiming, well, what are they doing now? The federal government told them there's nothing we can do until it's actually heard. All we can do at this point is give it an injunction. We've done that. Now, when you actually heard, we can make a decision. Well, in the meantime, you got 3 or 4 years of Twilight Zone. That was a legal term used in those days of the legal loophole that all the corporations made use of and claimed to be persons inside the 14th Amendment.
Well, I agree with that, but I think it goes deeper than any kind of a law or a decision. I think the reason for those kind of decisions was the growing power of the monopolies over the government, and that is the real source of the problem. It's not government as an abstraction. It's the fact that that government represents and is controlled by those monopoly corporations, and in a continuing way now that is
it's a partner-
taking away yeah. our power
it's a partnership.
Of the people.
It's a partnership, John. The corporations didn't necessarily take over the federal government. The federal government itself now is a corporation. They're just cooperating with each other.
Well, this is where I differ. I think that the government, as Marx said, is the executive committee of any ruling class in any point in history. If we could find a way that the ordinary mental and manual workers, black and white, of every race, creed, and color, could have control over the forces of production and distribution, media, and all of these transnational corporations, that would, I think, is the true solution to the lack of power that we have.
John, you're the only socialist I ever met that refers to the Bill of Rights, but still can't get over it. I wish you would unplug yourself from that paradigm that you're thinking in, because you're comparing apples with oranges here, and it will not allow you to absorb what this man just said. Did you hear what he just said?
I'm perfectly aware of this law that established the idea of the corporations as a person. Many on the left have pointed this out, and you know, you have Ralph Nader and many others have pointed this as one of the big problems. But I think inherently the reason that happens is the growing power of the corporate capitalist class over the government. And,
this is not a struggle between the capitalist and communist. This has been a paradigm that's been set up to keep people like yourself, John. And I'm not belittling you here, but what I'm saying is keeping you trapped. It's a class struggle. Oh, the global elite, the powerful corporate elite. I'm not going to disagree with you there, but what we're describing is how they got there. And we don't need to turn this country into direct expression or a mob out there that'll be controlled. Hold on. They'll be controlled by the very same people that you're railing against because the corporations own the media that conditions you every single day.
That's what I'm saying. We've got to break the power of that elite.
Good. Let's go back to the constitutional principles.
A piece of paper isn't going to do it. People are going to have to take control of the sources of life, all the means of production themselves, I believe, and establish what you want to call it, a democracy or republic. Elect your people from every industry locally and nationally and internationally, from every service nationally and internationally,
okay.
And then to coordinate that around the world. People like Westbrook Pedler, that word miscegenation is a racist word. It calls for no mixing of the races. He was one of the supporters, if I recall correctly, of Hitler in a plot to overthrow Roosevelt.
Right, now we're getting into other areas here, and I don't want to go there. John, I've already spent enough time with you. I encourage you to keep listening. And I take extra time with you because I'm hoping that one of these days that you'll snap out of that paradigm that one pits one against the other. We're demonstrating here why the country was so great, why it became the richest, most powerful, but at the same time enjoying a standard of living, you know, that the world has never seen. But yet we keep going back into people like Ralph Nader. I'm going to tell you something about Ralph Nader. I don't want to burst your bubble here, okay? I've listened to speeches when he was running for president. I listened to his speeches. He rails against that corporation, but he jumps right back in to that federal corporation. But he just doesn't like the way they're doing certain things. And I'm telling you, that is not the answer. You need to break that paradigm. Call yourself a Marxist. Call yourself a socialist. Call yourself whatever you want to.
Well, I think what we need to look at is also just a basic idea that if we try to make democracy and republic blend as if there's no real distinction, that's not a good concept, because the fact is they are, and that's what has come upon our country, is that we have been acting democratic and as a democracy,
right.
And you've got these controlled corporations. If you look at all the lawsuits right now, who is suing? Corporations against the corporations. Joe Baloney and John Doe, they rarely even get heard, much less make it halfway there, because they don't have the power and finances to actually, even if you was pro se or proprietor persona, you're going to struggle financially to even get there. The load that the courts have put on you to even be heard from them in the Ashwander case is tremendously too much. Only the corporations are being heard. They're the ones suing and passing and getting these laws going. Now, a basic understanding. Take the state of Texas. If we use a democracy, they don't know anything about us over here in South Carolina. And we can be friendly neighbors and love each other, but there's a problem. They've got a different culture than we do over here in South Carolina. Their state alone could not only wipe out any of our votes to a democracy, but they could wipe out Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Rhode Island, and about five other states just because all their people want it this way.
Mm-hmm.
California knows nothing about us, nor do we know anything about California.
I've seen and heard enough. I don't know. I don't want to know any more. John always gets – thanks for your call, John. John always gets my juices flowing, and he does it every time. And I think the man's sincere. I mean, you can hear the sincerity in his voice, but he just can't get over that. He is trying to do a comparative basis by another system of government that's just as bad as the one he's railing against. He just can't get over it. Terry in Missouri. Hello, Terry.
Very good show. But a true patriot told me one time, always follow the money trail. And my opinion, and, you know, based up on the Constitution, is number one. First of all, I'm strictly for state rights. You eliminate all direct tax, whereas taxes has to go through the state, where the state is also a watchdog. Number two is all your congressmen, U.S. congressmen and representatives, including your senators, should be elected as they are, but paid by the state in which they are to represent,
like in the state of Missouri. And remember the, what was it, Joel, the 17th Amendment, that we used to send our senators
right
over to Washington, D.C., and treated them like it was a foreign territory.
Right.
We have since, well, kind of democratized that one and made it popularly
elected.
Back in
the hands of the people again.
Yeah.
And the people, let me tell you something, I'm sorry, but some of us are just outright stupid. I'm sorry to say that. I mean, we're human beings. We've got different levels of intellect. And I don't mind putting myself in with the stupid. I'm not going to bring to this radio broadcast some kind of pride of mine, but I'm just telling you, when it comes down to it, you know as well as I do, there's a handful of people out there who has no business even voting, and the 14th Amendment has given them that right. These are people that literally have been declared retarded. But if they could just be led to the polls, they are allowed to vote. Now tell me, where is this going?
Terry,
you've got to have your intellectuals. You've got to get the people that are smart enough to understand the politics. That's why your local community says, hey, I think John Doe is our man for us here. Let's put him up there to do this. But if you take a democracy approach where the people in Texas, we're just talking about numbers here. We're not talking about Texas people. We're talking about just the number. You take the Texas people, my John Doe would never even get ever in a seat if we're talking national democracy.
But the 14th Amendment, a person in the Black's Law Dictionary is supposed to be a real person, but an artificial person is a corporation. It's an artificial person, but it's an entity. And that's what they have done, is not only they have put us, real persons, in the same category as a corporation. That's the reason why everything's capitalized on your driver's license, right, your bills, and everything else.
Right.
And really, basically, when they do this, we don't have any constitutional rights anyway, nor do we have any liberty.
Well,
but
they can class me.
The amendment's garbage anyway.
You know, they can class me what they want to. If they ever hear me, they're going to hear what I am. Now, they can call me what they want. They can say I'm an artificial man. They can say that I'm this. But when they bring me to their courtroom to answer charges, they're going to hear what I am. And I'm going to tell them who I am.
Well, and courts nowadays, though, Joel, you'll be declared incompetent, or you need to be medically evaluated and psychologically profiled, because you got to be some kind of a nut. They are not hearing. And court systems was only a prayer for justice, not a guarantee of justice. It was up to the individual that the state brought in to defend themselves and prove his case, and then everything's dismissed. But they've even fixed that, that if you start bringing up these issues, they will declare you a mental incompetent, and if they can, they'll shove you into some psychiatric hospital someplace because you're crazy. Here's the problem. The remedy is supposed to be, and when we are injured, we're supposed to have a judge that will hear both sides of a case, weigh the evidence, and then make a ruling. And hopefully we can do this with a fully informed jury. They've fixed that also. So what we have now is no avenue to remedy the injustice and the damage that they've done to us. There's also part of the problem. You know, my friend John, the socialist in Ohio, I want you to understand the way this government was set up. You keep saying that you need this kind of this direct expression and everybody has an input. Look, that does not work. That's mobocracy. The way that the government was set up, it had 50 states in the union. We had our sovereign entities called the states, and that was broken down further so we could maintain control of the politicians. At county level and city level, your county councils, your town councils, your city, whatever. And here's my problem, that everybody's confused. Everybody gets in there and has a different way to which to put a bandage over the wound, and it's not healing. What I would like to see is these people pass a constitutional muster so they know exactly what their duties and responsibilities are under the Constitution before they can even take office. That will keep the ne'er-do-wells at bay. And if some of them slip through, we can either pull them out of office or we could vote them out and then rescind whatever damage they've done. The point is that we take control of that system back. That's what John's big complaint was. Oh, it's all corporate. It's all this, that, and the other. We're going to skip the last break so we can carry on with the phone calls. Terry, thank you for your call.
Appreciate thank it. You. Take care.
All righty. Michigan, you're up next.
It's a dam.
Well, is that a given name?
I don't know whether it's given, but for Joel,
yeah,
does he have a third or fourth blacks?
I've got all the blacks.
Okay, look under person.
Person?
And go down a ways, and you will find a couple cases where it states corporations are persons, as that word is used in the first clause of the 14th Amendment. It's very clear there.
Okay, well, if the 14th Amendment, since it didn't pass, then it's null and void.
Well, I'll tell you how this came about if you really want to know. The Federal Reserve System is a corporation. In 1933, the United States government went bankrupt, went into receivership of the Federal Reserve. So, the Federal Reserve set it up then as a corporation for profit to get out of the bankruptcy. Then Roosevelt went on a drunken spending spree like you've never dreamed of. And then the states in 1934 had a meeting and they decided to help the seat of government out of the problem. But then the second war came and the whole thing went bankrupt too and went into receivership of the Federal Reserve Corporation. So what we've got, these systems of government are corporations for profit with the intent of possibly getting out of the bankruptcy.
How could you get out of a bankruptcy? Now, here's my question. How can you get out of a bankruptcy, no matter how you try to do it, with a system of money that it's based on debt?
Well, that was an allegation of trying to get out. Now, back to this, I've heard John there calling this a republic, not a democracy. When you go back, that comes from the old Greek. You go to the etymology, and it started out as a theocratic republic. Theo, meaning God, and Kratic, what we call it today, it was Cretine, which meant rules or makes the rules. Okay, then over the course of a couple hundred years here, it's turned into a democratic republic. Demo being man, makes the rules. Cretine, democratic. And that's where we are. But there is a way out, and I'd like to somehow talk to Joel on the get his number or something. Is there a way I could do that?
Well, my information is on that republic versus democracy.
Huh?
So my information is on that website, republic versus democracy.
I don't have a computer.
You have a computer?
Well, Joel, if you don't mind, I'll take my man here from Michigan down, and we'll give him Would you prefer to have his phone number and you call him, or vice versa?
He can call me either way. It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. All right. Then my friend in Michigan, just hang on here a second, and we'll take you down, and we'll give you Joel's number. How's that? Okay? We got it. Mike in Maryland, you're up next. Hello, Mike.
Hello. I was going to ask something about the bankruptcy thing, but I have another question. I read this book called The Coming Battle, and the only reason I got the book is because supposedly somewhere in the book, it's a kind of an arcane book to read, but supposedly there's somewhere in the book that says that every American citizen was promised as collateral for a debt. But I couldn't find it in that book, so I might read it again. But at any rate, though, this may tie into that, but I'm not sure. And I've heard on this show and other shows that somehow, I don't know what kind of alchemy or what kind of ruse this is done, but our birth certificates and our marriage licenses somehow is magically turned into money, and somehow money is made off of that, and I can't figure out the life of me how that's done, if it is. Could one of you all explain that to me? Because I think I've heard that on the show.
Right.
That somehow, and there's a way that we can get out of that to preempt somebody from doing that. So maybe if you could explain that in the limited time that we have.
Well, you want to take it, John, or?
Well, it's simply, and we're running out of time here, and I got one more caller I'm going to squeeze in. Basically, what I understand this as being, since we officially filed bankruptcy, and we've been under the bankruptcy since March 9th of 1933, I should say, what was then pledged was everything. They've turned us into little corporate entities. Whatever we earn as taxpayers, whatever else, that our incomes were pledged against that debt. See, the United States Congress is the receiver. They are in receivership of that bankruptcy. And that they, you know, there's a reason why they keep calling us taxpayers. Or, you know, they don't call us anything else but that. They keep referring us to taxpayers. They've got us in that little rat wheel, and we keep cranking away, generating money, you know, back to the system because they've got us so far in debt. But, yes, they have pledged, just as the states have done with any time that you buy a car. You only get a certificate of title. You don't get the title of ownership. The state maintains control of your car. Okay?
That's because their name's on that title.
That's
their
exactly
name
right.
is on that birth certificate. Their name is also on that driver's license. Their name and seal is right. on the marriage license.
Because what do you have to do when a bankruptcy occurs? You have to either liquidate all the assets, or you have to have some repayment plan or some way to get out of this bankruptcy, which we never will, because the government, I mean, we're $70 trillion plus in debt. We're never going to get out of this bankruptcy because, number one, we're using a system of debt, a debt monetary system. You can't repay a debt with a debt, so it's perpetual. So
but
what
it,
they had to do was pledge everybody's earnings against this debt, that
but,
collateral out there.
Sure, but how is a birth certificate and our marriage license and
because
how,
you're
how,
an
was
entity
it, how was
of
that,
the state.
How was that turned into money? How was that supposedly that financed this big airport in Japan? I don't understand that, you know.
Well, they're looking at you as collateral. In other words, if they could, just like a debt person, if you buy out a corporation that owns $1 million, he's got 20 million people out there owing them $10 million. Another bankruptcy corporation comes in and buys them out. The reason why they buy them out is because they get the collateral.
So that's going to be collected at some future time. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're collecting it now, but I'm not sure there's... Yeah, I mean, they're constantly collecting.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll tell you what, we'll have Desi. And Desi explains that the best way. I probably didn't do an adequate job of explaining that. Gabe in Texas, I'm sorry we ran long with this thing, even though we skipped the break. I think I spent too much time with John there. The website for Gabe Rory is republicversedemocracy.com. You will see all the information that we've been talking about on this program on CDs, copied exactly and completely out of a lot of these rare books. Folks, the key to our survival and the preservation of this great republic lies within the state. Thank you, Joel Rory.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, bud. We'll see you later.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.